How the pandemic affected the price of goods and services during the final months of 2020 will be revealed this morning. Economists are expecting the consumer price index for the fourth quarter to be steady or slightly up on the September quarter. Annual inflation will still be well below the midpoint of the Reserve Bank's target range. Business reporter Nonia Peltier has this report.
Westpac Bank economist Michael Gordon, whose inflation forecast is at the low end of the range, says the December quarter CPI is typically soft, mainly due to lower prices for fresh fruit and vegetables. He says the absence of peak season international travel has put further downward pressure on inflation, although much of that will be offset by a big rise in housing-related costs.
There are parts of the consumer price index that are housing-related, and they have a fairly sizable share of that index. So rents are, I think, getting more than 10% of the index now. They have been continuing to go up. Also, the price of new homes, so not existing homes. So the fact that we've seen the housing market really hot up in probably the last 6 months, that'll probably come through in terms of new build prices as well.
The chief executive of the Mangere Budget Services Trust, Daryl Evans, says many of the 11,000 families it assisted last year are unable to cope with rising housing costs, with too little money left to fill the shopping trolley with cheaper groceries.
We estimate currently that 63% of our families are paying upwards of 65% of the income to the private landlord. So if you're living in a state house, you're paying 25% to the government and you're treading water. But if you're paying 65%, then of course the armbands don't keep you afloat. And we've seen many people either lose rental property or they overcrowd it by bringing in extended family.
The situation is unlikely to get any better, as the most recent quarterly survey of business opinion by the Institute of Economic Research indicates retail prices are likely to go up. ANZ economist Liz Kendall, whose fourth quarter inflation expectations are at the top end of the range, thinks supply chain disruptions will be the main driver of price increases over the medium term, with inflation expected to rise above 2% by the middle of the year. While that would put inflation above the midpoint of the Reserve Bank's inflation target range, she says a cut to the official cash rate is still on the cards.
Although we expect these cost pressures to be evident in the short term, underlying that, we think that inflation is still going to remain pretty modest and that it'll increase quite gradually. And for the Reserve Bank, with the starting point for inflation already very low, they'll want to be really assured that inflation is going to return to their target over the medium term. And so strategically for them, it makes sense just to give a little bit more stimulus with one additional interest rate cut expected this year in May.
Other bank economists are less sure about the need for a further cut to the OCR, with Westpac announcing yesterday it expects the central bank to hold the OCR at 0.25% for the foreseeable future. The fourth quarter CPI data will be released this morning. For Morning Report, Nonia Peltier.